from the capital city of Charleston, West Virginia, this is Inside West Virginia Politics with Mark Curtis. Inside West Virginia Politics is brought to you by AARP West Virginia, your ally for real possibilities in the Mountain State.
Hello, everyone, and happy weekend. Welcome to another edition of Inside West Virginia Politics. I'm your host, Mark Curtis. This week, we are showcasing the congressional races here in the state of West Virginia. Right now, I want to introduce the Congresswoman who will be representing District 1, Republican Carol Miller. Good to see you on the program again, Carol.
Good to see you, too.
Of course, you're District 1 now. Right now you're District 3, but that goes away since we lost a seat in Congress. You will become District 1, which is most of southern West Virginia, now includes Charleston and Huntington, whereas you only had Huntington in the district before. Tell us a little bit about your background. Who is Carol Miller?
Well, gosh, I am a wife of almost 50 years, mother, grandmother of seven. I'm a Huntington native. I raise American bison. I've managed apartments since Sam was in diapers and he's 41. So I've worked in real estate. I've volunteered. I've so many different places throughout my life. And I'm a very proud West Virginian.
And you were a member of the House of Delegates for a stretch.
That is correct.
Your dad was a member of Congress representing Columbus, Ohio for 20 plus years, right?
Yes. I spent 12 years in the State House when I realized, you know, our children were leaving. Our best export was our children that we worked so hard to educate. And so I ran for the State House and I served. I was elected in 2006 and I served through 2018 when I was elected to Congress.
And you've been in Washington, D.C. 4 years now. If you get reelected and go back, what will be your top priorities?
Well, of course, the first thing we need to do is get the terrible spending under control. Inflation is at a 40-year high. And I've been very involved with energy in so many different ways. I've got good legislation. I started an energy export caucus, a bipartisan one with two congressmen from Texas, one from California, to do anything we can to help our allies get our wonderful energy.
With that in mind, the Mountain Valley Pipeline goes through your district. It's not finished. It's hit a brick wall, quite honestly. What, if anything, can you do to get that project across the finish line, and is it still possible?
Well, anything is possible, and of course, I anticipate that we will have a friendlier House and Senate moving forward, and hopefully we can work with the administration for them to understand how important our energy is and how our independence, it's a security thing, and how what we have as a country that we should be able to share with our allies and do anything possible to make it happen.
Your opponent, who we will see in the next segment, Lacey Watson, describes himself as pro-choice. Where do you stand on the abortion issue, and what do you think of what happened with Roe v. Wade and now the states handling the issue instead?
Well, I'm very pro-life. I'm a mother. I have felt life quicken in my womb. It's a miracle. I have adopted nieces and nephews that I love, that their parents made the right choice, which was to give birth and let those beautiful babies be adopted. It's life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness in our country.
Let's talk more about the inflation and economic issues, because your opponent addressed them as well. I mean, what can Congress do to try and bring down prices, particularly fuel prices?
Stop the spending. Last year, we brought in $3.8 trillion and spent $6.8 trillion. We just have to get our spending under control to get this inflation and to allow our energy resources to move, to stop hampering what we do well. You know, we're looking at all kinds of problems with supply chain moving forward. How are our trucks going to be moving pretty soon? We have some real issues that we need to be correcting quickly.
Do you view the energy issue as a national security issue?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we have so much energy. And, you know, our great state is doing incredible research. We're researching hydrogen. We need to be working on carbon capture and having the right tax incentives. There are just a lot of details that when we're in charge of policy, we should be able to take care of. West Virginia is abundant in natural resources. And the fact that we are doing such research to move forward with things like hydrogen, as well as having an all of the above energy portfolio.
So you agree with some of the Korean energy stuff too, the solar and wind power in addition to the traditional fossil fuel mix.
But it mandating things that are not possible at this point just does not make sense. I could use a word, you know, it's a dumb thing to do.
All right, we'll leave it at that then. Congresswoman Carol Miller, never shy about mincing words. No. Great to have you on the program. Best of luck on Election Day. We'll be talking soon, okay?
Thank you so much.
And we will have more of Inside West Virginia Politics after this break. Don't go away.
Inside West Virginia Politics is brought to you by AARP West Virginia, your ally for real possibilities in the Mountain State.
And we welcome you back this weekend on Inside West Virginia Politics as we hold a forum for our congressional candidates here in West Virginia. I want to introduce the Democrat running in District 1, the southern portion of West Virginia, Mr. Lacey Watson. Lacey, good to see you.
Thank you so much for having me, Mark.
Tell us a little bit about your background. Of course, you ran for Congress once before, I think 2 years ago in the primary. But talk a little bit about your background, who you are, where you're from, and let folks know who you are.
Absolutely. So thank you so much for this opportunity. Again, my name is Lacey Watson, and I'm running for Congress in West Virginia's 1st District. I was born and raised in Bluefield, West Virginia. I attended Concord College and graduated in 99 with my BS in biology. I have my master's in psychology from Nova Southeastern, and I'm working on my PhD at Virginia Tech currently. I am all about fighting for and protecting the rights, the values, and the privileges of West Virginia's working families and those working individuals. That's what I'm about. That's what I'm here to champion and to stand as an advocate in the halls of Washington for the people of West Virginia.
Well, let's talk about that for a moment. Let's assume you do get elected to Congress and you go to Washington. What are you going to be your top two or three priorities?
Absolutely. So we can take those top three priorities from my conversation with the district itself. I had the wonderful opportunity to travel throughout all 28 counties in the 1st District, and the conversations have centered around three topics. First and foremost, the economy and inflation is number one, followed by women's health issues and bodily autonomy. And then thirdly, rounding out, is climate change and how climate change affects everything. Directly and indirectly to those first two policy points and to everything else that we will experience in our future.
Well, let's talk about the third one, because I think that's something where you and Congresswoman Miller are going to differ greatly. She was a strong supporter of completion of the Mountain Valley Pipeline, which does run through the district. What are your thoughts on that? Obviously, things have changed and the deal didn't go through to make it happen, but someone could revive it. What are your views on energy policy and especially completion of that Mountain Valley Pipeline or not?
Absolutely. So I'm glad you brought that up. The completion of the pipeline, I think it needs to be under further discussion as we move forward with this year and the coming years. I don't think that it is as big as an issue as we make it out to be. I know we have issues as far as energy independence that concerns our country greatly. And I believe the innovation that we have moving forward as far as wind and solar energies, along with the implementation of, you know, more nuclear power plants to help us meet our energy needs. So as we both know, we are moving in a direction where we have to put less value and use on fossil fuels. And this is just one way in which we can mitigate some of the effects that we see with climate change, with some alternative energies.
The two other bullet points you have there, briefly but succinctly, what would you do to fix inflation and what would you do to deal with reproductive rights?
Absolutely. So inflation is a global phenomenon. That's what I want the people of the district to understand. It's not just happening to us in West Virginia, but it's all around the world. So what we need to have is leadership that understands that this is a global phenomenon, and we talk them through this phenomenon, because it's not going to be anything that the United States can do on its own to, you know, combat inflation across the board. Know that I care deeply about economics. I care deeply about their inflationary prices. And the best thing that we can do right now is to talk about these issues. And then when I get into Congress, come up with solutions that will really help working class people in West Virginia.
I'm going to give you 30 seconds to address the abortion issue. Then we got to wrap it up. Give your website, okay?
Absolutely. So on abortion, I am a strong pro-choice candidate. I believe the individual and their financial situation dictates whether or not they should have an abortion, and that is a private matter. I would assume to keep those discussions between the woman and her health care provider, and that's the extent of it.
All right, and then real quick, your website, where can folks find out more about Mr. Lacey Watson?
Yes, thank you so much. And if my messaging resonates with you, I ask that you follow my campaign. I can be found at www.votelacey.com. That's www.votelacey.com. And on all social medias, Lacey Watson for Congress.
All right, Lacey, thanks. The Democratic nominee for District 1 congressional seat here in West Virginia. Best of luck to you on Election Day, Lacey. We'll talk soon.
Thank you so much, Mr. Curtis. Have a wonderful day.
You too. We'll have more of Inside West Virginia Politics after this break.
Inside West Virginia Politics is brought to you by AARP West Virginia, your ally for real possibilities in the Mountain State.
And we welcome you back this weekend on Inside West Virginia Politics as we continue our profiles of the congressional candidates here in West Virginia. I want to introduce District 2 Congressman Alex Mooney, Republican West Virginia. Good to have you back in the program.
Great to be with you, Mark.
You know, it occurs to me they've redrawn the district lines now that we've lost a seat. You're going to have a lot of new constituents that weren't in your district prior. So tell us a little bit about your background and introduce yourself to those voters who may not know much about you.
Sure. Well, it's my eighth year in Congress, and I'm asking for two more years. I have a voting record that's a conservative one on basically every issue, Second Amendment, pro-life, pro-energy. The new district has a lot of oil and gas in it, and so that's a big issue that we're working on here as far as, you know, pipeline development, and making sure we have energy development in this country. As far as my background, you know, I'm a big believer in fighting for freedom. My mother fled a communist country, Cuba, and when she was only 19 years old, she fled to this country. And my father fought in Vietnam. He was a captain in the U.S. Army fighting against the communist advances in Vietnam. So I am a big believer in freedom. And when issues come up like free speech and the right to assemble and internet censorship and things that I'm seeing in this country, I become very, frankly, worried and upset about our rights and our freedoms. So maybe just call me a freedom fighter in America, Mark.
If you go back to Congress, you mentioned you've been there 8 years. This would be your fifth term. What are your priorities going to be? And I think what folks want to know is, in particular, what can you and Congress do about the economy, particularly inflation?
Yeah, so that's great. So Republicans here have released our commitment to America. What we're going to work on if we do take over Congress in January and the November election. And top of the list is getting inflation under control. What I'm seeing here in D.C. is so much spending. And when you spend and spend and spend, trillion-dollar spending bills, more debt and deficit in this country, that actually increases inflation. That's causing inflation. You have supply chain issues from government shutdowns in the past. So we really can help the inflation issue, help manage this economy better, make sure we have, I mentioned before, oil and gas and energy in this country, which will help control inflation, bring good-paying jobs as well. So, you know, and with that is really controlling the spending as well. These bills go through, and the current administration is spending it in ways we don't agree with. For example, he won't enforce the border. One of our top priorities in our commitment to America is border enforcement, actually finish building the wall and enforce our laws in this country.
Let's talk about energy policy for a moment, because you mentioned the oil and gas in the state, and a lot of it's in your district. Is there any chance of getting the Mountain Valley Pipeline project renewed, back on track, up for a vote? Obviously, it went down to a rather crushing defeat to the disappointment of many people in the state.
Yeah, there is a chance of that, I would say. Instead of some silly backroom deal that our Senator Joe Manchin failed to cut, he should actually work with Republicans, work with me on it, work with Congress. I think we could pass that, at least in the House of Representatives, we could pass that. And hopefully next year we could pass that particular pipeline. But the permitting review process is also one of our general goals as Republicans. where there's a lot of pipelines that need permitting. And, you know, I heard Biden say, oh, there's already enough permits out there. They don't need any more. They can use the existing ones. But you got to listen to the industry. The industry that's producing the oil and gas is asking for certain pipelines that are needed. So let's let them do their job effectively so we can have that energy, but certainly support the pipelines that we need for the East Coast and for West Virginia.
If you go back to Washington, you're going to go back with some seniority. If your party takes power, any idea what committee assignments you might have or where you might be most effective?
Well, I think I'm going to stay on the Financial Services Committee where I am now, and I can watchdog against these ESG, where they're trying to discriminate against coal and energy and banking, make sure that rural Americans, like most West Virginians, have access to good loans and banking products. So I think I'm going to stay on that committee. I am gaining in leadership. I have a lot of good friends and connections in D.C. now that I think I can use to help West Virginia. And, you know, I'm asking for the votes of everybody watching. Please go to my website, mooneyforcongress.com, just mooneyforcongress.com. All my views on the issues are there. If you want to get involved, you can get involved there. But like, I will continue to fight for your freedoms and work hard every day for you if you give me the chance.
Yeah, and we of course, encourage all voters out there to check the maps. The lines have changed. Charleston's no longer in your district, for example. Right. Wheeling and Morgantown now are in your district. So things have changed, and we alert voters to that. We want to thank Congressman Alex Mooney for joining us. Best of luck on Election Day. We'll be talking to you soon.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks, and we'll be back with more on Inside West Virginia Politics after this break.
Inside West Virginia Politics is brought to you by AARP West Virginia, your ally for real possibilities in the Mountain State.
And welcome back to our final segment this weekend on Inside West Virginia Politics. We've heard from the incumbent. Now let's hear from the challenger. Democrat Barry Lee Wendell is the nominee in District 2 congressional seat here in West Virginia. Barry, good to meet you.
Good to meet you, too. Thanks.
Tell everybody, I always have the candidates do this. Give a, you know, 30, 40 seconds and talk about your background, where you're from, what do you do, and just tell us about Barry.
Well, I'm originally from Maryland, from Baltimore, and that's where I grew up. I went to public school in Baltimore County, Johns Hopkins University. I worked in city and state government in Maryland. I went to graduate school in New Orleans. I have a year at the Urban Studies Center at Tulane. I worked for the Social Security Administration in South Florida as a bilingual Spanish SSI claims rep. I moved to Los Angeles on a promotion and stayed for a year and left. And then I became a substitute teacher in Los Angeles public schools for 18 years and also worked in the Jewish community as a soloist. I was a singer and a tutor for bar and bat mitzvah kids who were all 12 and a half. I met Joe Hempel, who was a 48-year-old rabbinic student in 2005. We legally married in 2008, and I moved with him to Morgantown 10 years ago when he was appointed rabbi at Tree of Life Congregation here, and we're still here.
All right, interesting background. You, like me, been all over the country. Should you win this race against Alex Mooney, what are your top priorities going to be in Congress?
That's a good question. My top priority is to do things that will actually help people in West Virginia, helping veterans get benefits for burn pit injuries, helping coal miners get the black lung benefits that they deserve if they're disabled from that, instead of holding them up for years, and making sure the black lung fund is solvent, lowering the price of insulin for everyone and not just for people on Medicare, making sure that Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security are kept intact and there are no cuts to those programs at all. Those are the basic things that I'm about helping people in West Virginia.
We should tell people that we have, you are not a newcomer to politics. You've served two terms on the Morgantown City Council. Talk about that experience and how it prepares you for a run for Congress.
Well, what we needed in Morgantown at the time, before I was elected, there was a lot of dissonance in the council. There were two factions, and they were fighting against each other, and there were lawsuits back and forth. And they wanted to have a group that could work together, and we did that. We got that, and we've tried to work for stuff that would help people in the city. And I also learned who the power players are, which is not necessarily the politicians. I had to deal with with the Municipal Utility Board, with the real estate lobby, a lot of other people that had different agenda than maybe we on the council had, and we had to deal with that. I'm ready to work. That's about it.
We're down to a minute, Barry. With that in mind, I've been asking a lot of candidates about this because people like bipartisanship. So with that in mind, what issue could you reach across the aisle to the Republicans, and they might be in the majority in this next Congress, what could you work on together?
Well, I would hope we could at least work on getting broadband to people in West Virginia and fixing the roads and bridges. My opponent voted against the infrastructure plans and the Inflation Reduction Act. So I don't know. I think that we could work together on international things like making sure that Ukraine is properly armed and can fight against Russian aggression. I also support Israel, although I don't support everything that the government there does. I think we can work with Republicans on that and keeping democracy going in other countries. I think that's our best bet for bipartisanship is international stuff.
All right, Barry, we're down to about 10 seconds. Give the website where folks can find out more information about Barry Lee Wendell.
It's BARRY 4 Congress2022.com.
All right, Barry Lee Wendell, Democratic nominee for the District 2 congressional seat, facing off against Alex Mooney here in West Virginia. Barry, thank you for joining us. We wish you the best on Election Day.
Thank you very much. A pleasure to be here.
You're welcome. And we thank everyone for watching this week on Inside West Virginia Politics. Don't forget, we are a podcast. Download us from your favorite podcast vendor. We'll see you back here next week. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Inside West Virginia Politics. You can hear more from state, local, and federal lawmakers each and every Sunday morning on WOWK-TV in Charleston, WBOY-TV in Clarksburg, WDVM in the Eastern Panhandle, WTRF in Wheeling, and WVNS in Beckley. You can also find a new episode of the Inside West Virginia Politics podcast right here on this feed every Monday morning. If you like the show, make sure to leave a review on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever else you listen to podcasts.
Inside West Virginia Politics is a Nexstar Media Group production, hosted and managed by Mark Curtis. Inside West Virginia Politics is recorded and edited inside the studios of WOWK-TV in Charleston, West Virginia. All rights reserved.